Grace to you, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 21st of December. I'm Paul White. Well, we are going to air for you another little clip from a recent home meeting that we had. Yesterday, we aired 6 or 7 minutes on a question on fasting, and I have the microphone running. We have a group of people in our home. We're just going around the room, seeing what God's doing in lives, and sometimes we capture some pretty cool stuff in this. Today, I think, is another one where it's a pretty cool moment. It doesn't last very long. Today's podcast will be a little shorter than some of our others. We might go 4 minutes on this little topic. Someone in the room makes a fantastic point about how, even though we all have a background of kind of mixture churches where there's performance with grace thrown in, that there were good things that came out of that. And this person makes the comment about how they have a giving spirit. They went into a church that was heavy on giving. And they said, I think the only positive that came out of it is it was planted inside of us to give. And he said, now it seems to come from a beautiful place. And that prompted me to talk about my own past and how I do think there are positives to be gained from all of what we perceive to be negatives, because that's a work of the spirit. I won't get in too much to what my answer or my statement was. Well, let's just let you hear it for yourself. And when it's over with, we'll close the podcast. I'll come back and close the podcast and tell you about tomorrow. I think you bring up a good point, too, at the beginning there, that we should never discount the Holy Spirit's ability to bring beauty out of our ashes. Right. Yes. So wherever we burned out in an attempt to burn for the Lord, we end up with ashes. The Spirit of God is alive in you, even while you're grinding at the mill. He's alive in you. That's the whole, and Samson knew not that his hair began to grow back. That's that whole thing of, even in the middle of this, the Father is bringing something great out of this tragedy, and I'm going to walk out of here with a knowledge. I kind of look at my own walk that way and say, why do I keep coming back to some of these things? Why do I feel this need to get in front of churches and say, here's what I used to hear? And I've even tried to stop. I'm going to quit doing that. Who cares? But I find myself circling back to it because I realize it's therapeutic in a way for me to find beauty in those ashes. Right. And I realize that if I can do that for that crowd, that's therapeutic, because there's many of them that are listening who are depressed of what they're looking at as wasted years. So why did I spend so much time doing that? So they need to hear, hey, it's not all bad. The Father develops things out of all of your stuff. And so you walk away with more knowledge than you had before. And, so I look back, my own example is the only one I really use. Used to read the Bible to get in arguments and win.
Yeah.
Straight up, for a long time. I wasn't even being fed. I was just reading to win fights. Okay, and I've said this before, I'm glad this was pre-social media, because I'd have just lived on Facebook getting into it with people. So I just read and read and read. If you brought something up and you thought it and I didn't think you were right, I was going to be in the Bible that night coming up with 12 verses for why you're an idiot and you need to study your Bible. So that's a foolish way to live. What's the beauty in those ashes? I learned a lot of Bible. Really. I learned a lot of it wrong. Had to relearn a lot of it. I had bad lenses on. It's kind of like wearing, glasses that a lot of it was being read wrong or was hurting me. But I knew I can still go back into those files, sort of, and go, that's in there somewhere. I'm not going to be tricked by that, So I've gotten to where, instead of looking back on that and going, gosh, what a wasted life, to say, the Father even knew then, son, you need to be armed with the Word. You need armed to the teeth with the Word. I'm going to let you go down this path of using it in a bad way, but you're going to learn how to swing the sword.
Right.
And then you're going to grow into the maturity of knowing when to sheath it. Right. And that's where that's why I look back and go, gosh, I would never have thought that. But the Holy Spirit, and that's why I'm learning patience with people that are on this journey, that are in a different place than I am, rather than going, you need to stop that. I'm realizing it's the Holy Spirit letting his children go down these roads, because he's going to bring beauty out of those ashes too. And I'm not the one that can change that.
Right.
only the Father. So that concludes the little segment for today where we've been talking to a home group in our home in Southern California, and I thought you might enjoy some of this journey. Tomorrow on the podcast, we're going to air the actual sermon from this meeting. It wasn't a long sermon. We had already spent a lot of time going around the room and talking, so I didn't go very long, and I think I can do it in two pretty good length podcasts over the next 2 days. That will take us through the 23rd, and then we will jump away from this meeting for a couple of days and do some Christmas, I don't want to say Christmas teaching, but we rotate some things around this holiday on the 24th and 25th, and then we'll share communion with this group and share it with you on the 26th. So next few days, a lot of fun. See you tomorrow. God bless.